have a Gemara in Mishloshim. That could be the Machlokas Tanakama and Rebbe. But the Gemara in the end reverses itself. The Gemara says that even Rebbe assumes that the Nikra Malabayas Vishas Kreva Vishloshim, that the requirement for Shloshim Bayaram is only Vishas Kreva. And what does that mean? So we interpret it. We put a little bit into that Loshim. And maybe what Rebbe understood is that if Mishas Kreva, you do have Shlosha, then by definition there's Shlosha in the Gemara Din. That once we define the Bezdin as being Shlosha, once Mishas Kreva, there is a Bezdin of Shlosha, so then we'll treat it Alpidin as if the Gemara Din is also B'Shlosha, even if you only have a Rov of Shnayim, because that's exactly the point, that the Gemara Din emerges from the entire Bezdin, so even if you only have a Rov of Shnayim, but it's emerging from the entire Bezdin of Shlosha. So if that's the case, if both the Tanakhama and Rebbe admit that the Gemara Din is emerging from the entire Bezdin and not just from the Rov, so why do they argue whether you need a Bezdin of Shlosha or a Bezdin of Chamisha? Rebbe should admit to the Tanakhama that it's enough to have a Bezdin of Shlosha. Because if you have Shlosha Mishas Kreva, then you have Shlosha Bishas Gemara Din, because the Gemara Din is emerging from the whole Bezdin. So comes the Gemara and says the Machlokas Tanakhama and Rebbe is a Machlokas in Hadadash and Psukim. The pasuk says, "Asher Yarshiun Elohim, Yarshiun." We read Yarshiun Beloshon Rabim. So the word Elohim, Rebbe interprets to mean Shnayim. The word Elohim could be a plural, but it could be a singular too. It doesn't always mean a plural. The word Elohim just means master. It could be Bailim, right? A Bailim is not necessarily two Bailim. It's one person, but he's called a Bailim. It's a plural. So the word Elohim itself doesn't have to be plural. But Yarshiun sounds like a plural. They will be Marshia. So it sounds like the word Elohim should be Trey, says Rebbe. Nemar Elohim Lamata v'Nemar Elohim Lamala. And then there's another pasuk that uses the word Elohim too. We're not going to be Dorshin Tchilos, right? The first Elohim is needed Legufe. So we have two Elohims. But the word Yarshiun sounds like Elohim should be interpreted as a plural. So Rebbe learns that if Elohim Lamata is Trey and Elohim Lamala is Trey, if you have Shnayim and Shnayim, it's four, and there's no Bezdin Shokel, so you have to be Mosif another Dayan, so you have a total of five. That's how Rebbe learns. He darshins Yarshiun the way that we read Yarshiun, right? The way that we read Yarshiun as a plural. So therefore he says that the word Elohim there in the Pasuk must be Trey. The Trey plus one is five. The Rabbanon Yarshiun Ksiv. The Rabbanon say that even though we read it Yarshiun, but it's written Yarshiun, it's written without the Vav, so they interpret Yarshiun Ksiv, that's not a plural. So the word Elohim, even though it's written as a plural, it doesn't mean a plural. It only means one dayan. So one Elohim means one dayan, and the next Elohim means another dayan. Ein Bezdin Shokel. So then we're just Mosif a third dayan, and that's it. So there's a total of three, and there's no five. That's how the Gemara comes out. What does it sound like from this stage of the Gemara? That the Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanon is whether we darshin the Mikra, or we darshin the Masoris. Right? As the Gemara says, Yeshem le Mikra, Yeshem le Masoris. Do we follow, what's the Iker? What does Yesh Eim mean? Eim means a mother, right? It means, what's the Iker? Right? What's the Iker form of the word? Is the Iker, the primary form of the word, the Mikra, the way that we read the word? Or is the primary form of the word the Masoris, the way that the word is written? That's the Shaila, Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMasoris. So it would appear as though the Machlokas Rebbe and the Rabbanon is exactly that. Do we follow the Mikra? Do we follow Masoris? Do we follow the way we read the word? Or do we follow the way that the word is written? So Zokta Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe v'Rebbe Yehuda ben Roi, Tzubei Shammai v'Rebbe Shimon v'Rebbe Akiva, Kulu Svir Luhi Yeshem LeMikra. Rebbe's not the only one who holds Yeshem LeMikra, that we should follow the pronunciation of the word, that the primary form of the word is the way that it's pronounced. There are a whole coterie of Tanoim, a whole group of Tanoim who hold Yeshem LeMikra as well. So who are these Tanoim? Rebbe Hada Amran. Rebbe is exactly what we said, that the word Yarshiun is Darshan based on the Mikra, since we read it as a plural, so we assume Elohim is plural, so we have 2 plus 2 plus 1, so the total number of Dayanim Yunifa Dinim Amanis is 5. Rebbe Yehuda ben Roetz, who's that? The Tanya Shalu Talmidim Es Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz Ekrani Shivim. I should read the pasuk in Parshas Tazria Shivim Yochol Tehei Yoledes Nekeva Tumeya Shivim. I would think that a Yoledes Nekeva, a woman who gives birth to a girl, should be Tumeya Shivim for 70 days. What does that mean? So the psukim in Parashas Tazria describe exactly what happens when a woman gives birth. How long is she tameya? Ishaki says we have the older zacher, but Tomer shivas yamim kimei nidas devosa titna. So she gives birth to a zacher, she's tameya for shivas yamim. That 7 days, clear. There's no suffix there. And the Gemara, then the pasuk skipping one to pasuk dalad. Ushloshim yam, ushloshis yamim teisha b'dimei Torah. Then there are 33 days. There are 7 days of yamei tuma of dam tamei dam tuma. And then there are 33 days of Dam Torah. That means that if the Yoledeth continues to see Dam after the 7 days, that's not Dam Tumah. She can go to the mikveh after 7 days and she's Muteras. Right? She's Muteras, she's Tahora. If she touches something, she's not Tumeya. That's the halacha, that if she gives birth to a Zacha, she's Tumeya. If Dam comes out, she's Tumeya. Dam, of course, is going to come out, so she's Tumeya Leda for 7 days. But then any Dam that she sees for the next 33 days... A total of 40 days. The next 33 days, that's Dam Tor. Minatora, that's not Metame. Right? Minatora, that's not Metame. We're not knowing that way, Bismanazeh, but that's the Din Darais. In the Keva Seleid, says the Pasuk, let's say she gives birth to a girl. The Tama Shvuayim, we read it Shvuayim Kinidasa. She becomes Tamea for 14 days. Shishim Yom Sheshis Yomim Teshav El Dame Torah. And then she has Dam Torah also for 66 days. So for a zachar, the way that we read the psukim, she's tamei for 7 and tahora for 33. Tahora means even if she sees dam, the dam that she sees is called dam tohar. It's not dam that makes it tamei. She's tahora even if she sees dam. She gives birth to a nekeva, so then she's tamei, the way we read the pasuk, for shvuayim, for 2 weeks. And then shishim yom v'sheishes yamin for 66 days, even if she sees dam, she's going to be tohar. So the answer of Yehuda ben Roe, it's ekra ani shivim. Why do we read it shvuayim? The word is written without a vav, so maybe I should read it shivim. I should read it 70 days. V'im nekeva seile, the woman gives birth to a nekeva, then she should be tameya for 14 days, and tahora, excuse me, tameya for 70 days, and tahora for 66. The days of tara, that's shishim yom v'sheishes yamim, that's clearly 66. But they asked, maybe she should be tameya for 70 days? That's quite a chumrah. Right? Maybe she should be tamei for 7 days. Because let's read it shivim. Let's read it like the Masoris. To Amalahan, Rabbi Yehuda ben Roi Tzantzin, that can't be. Timei v'tiher b'zachar v'timei v'tiher b'nekeva. There's dam toar and dam tuma both by zachar and nekeva. Ma'ke shetir b'zachar b'nekeva kiflayim. Ha'ke shetimei b'zachar b'nekeva kiflayim. You see that there's a relation between zachar and nekeva. The keva is double whatever zachar is. Just like when it comes to dam tohar, the keva is double. By zachar, the dam tohar is how many days? 33. And by the keva, the dam tohar is how many days? 66. A double 33. So the same has to be true with the dam tuma. If the dam tuma for zachar is shivas yamin, we know that's 7 days. So for the nekeva, it's got to be double. Makes sense, right? It's a simple analogy, right? It's an SAT analogy. Got to get that right. Right, so if the dam tuma of the zachar is going to be 7 days, and the dam tuma of the nekeva has to be 14, it doesn't make any sense to make it 70. Then they don't match up. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Roi answered the Talmidim. Achas sheyatzu, but after they left, yatzu machzir achrayim. He ran after them. Amalahen yatem zukukim lakach. You don't need my fancy logic. Shvuayim karinon v'yeshem lemikra. It says shvuayim. Right, we read it shvuayim. Even though it's written without a vav, we read it shuayim, yeshem lemikra, we follow the pronunciation of the word, that's the primary form, so you don't need any other logic, we follow the mikra, yeshem lemikra, so therefore, shvuayim, it's shvuayim, if she gives birth to an akeva, so then there's going to be tumas leda only for 2 weeks, and dam tohar for 66. Okay, that's the first part of the Gemara. And then the Gemara continues. Beis Shammai, Reb Shimon, etc. We'll get to it. Let's see Tosfos. Let's try to understand. Right? There's this. We had Rebbe and the Rabbanan seem to argue whether Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMasoris. And now we're trying to add on other Tanoim who hold like Rebbe that Yeshem LeMikra. So when do we say, when do we have this Machlokes with Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMasoris? So it says Tosfos, Kulus Vilu Yeshem LeMikra. Hadlo Choshev Hocha Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka the Masechah Sukkah. We haven't even gotten to all of the Tanakh. We'll get to them. But Tosus immediately is troubled that the Gemara only mentions how many? Five Tanoim of all Yeshem Lemikra. Why didn't it mention Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka too? The Masechah Sukkah Perak Lulav Harav Adam Achario Sholdek El Hayu Meviim. The Machlokas Tanoim there on Memheyam and Aleph, what they put on the Mizbeach, right? The Tanakhama says, Murbio shal arava hayimavi, and they brought aravas, tall aravas that they put betzideh ha-Mizbeach. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says that chario shal dekel hayimavi, they brought palm branches, right? Aravas or palm branches, machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says that they put chario shal dekel, and they was okay if the chario shal dekel betzideh ha-Mizbeach on Sukkos. So why does he say that they brought Chariot Sholdekel? What's his mocker? Lefarish b'Gemara, the Gemara Memheim at Beis Deir says, Mishum Lechsiv Kapos, it says Kapos Temorim. We read it Kapos Temorim, not just Lechsiv, but we read it Kapos. It's actually written without a Vav. The Masoris is without a Vav, but we read it Kapos. Achas Lelulav, Achas Lemizbeach. So we learn that there are two Lulav, and one for the Lulav, one for the Dalet Minim, and one for the Mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, the fact that we read it kapos, two lulavim, is mashu that there's an extra lulav for the Mizbeach. The Rabbanan mefarshin on kapas ksiv, and the Rabbanan say, no, we don't darshin two lulavim. We don't darshin kapos, since it's written kapas, the Masoris is kapas, so then there's only one lulav for the Dalet Minim, but for the Mizbeach, they don't bring the lulav, they don't bring the Chari Yoshel Dekel. So that's the Machlokas Tanoim, whether they brought Chari Yoshel Dekel and put them in the Bitsinim Mizbeach. It sounds like the Machlokas Tanoim is what? Whether Yeshem Lemikah, Yeshem Lemasoris. So Frektais says, why don't we quote Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka in the Gemara here too? You're bringing all the Tanoim of all Yeshem Lemikah, and not just a couple, but it sounds like all of them. Right? You bring the whole list. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, first glance, is another Tana who holds Yeshem Lemikah. So why don't we quote him? So it says, Toises Mishim de Reb Levi Mefarish Hasam Taim Achrina. Reb Levi has a different reason there in the Gemara. What's Reb Levi's reason for Reb Yochanan ben Broka Shita? So if you look at the Maram, he fills you in. Maram always is good to look at if you want to have Pshat and Tosfos. You know, he's like an art scholar. He's not an art scholar, but he's an Achron. But like, he gives you Perish in the Tosfos. He really helps you in the Tosfos. He's not like Marsha. Marsha is always more complicated, more involved. The Maran is very poshut. He often gives you a very poshut of pshat and tosis, very, very kedai. But if you look at the Gemara, you also can get pshat. You know, once he explains to you what's going on, you really should look at the Gemara inside to see what it says. If we look at the Gemara, not the Maran, we'll see the same as the Maran. Reb Levi has a different pshat. Amar Rav Huna, my time at Reb Yochanan ben Broka, the Gemara in Sukkah, Memhei Amid Beis. Tchsiv kapo shnayim machas lelula v'achas lemizbeach. Rabbanan amri kapas ksiv. Reb Levi yomer ketomer. Ketomer. Matomer ze ein lo el alev echad af yisur alein lohem el alev echad l'avim sheba shemayim. Ketomer, the reason why we bring the Chari Yoshel Dekel is because it's a shvach to klal Yisrael. Just like a tomer only has a lev echad l'avim sheba shemayim. Just like a tomer only has a lev echad, so do klal Yisrael only has a lev echad l'avim sheba shemayim. What does that mean? A tomer has a lev echad, a tomer has a heart. The date palm is a heart. If you look at Rashi there explains ke'ein moch, lev echa ke'ein moch, the marrow. What does it mean? The marrow, the sap of the tree. Ke'ein moch yeshbo. There's a sap of the tree. Kegon be'etz egos the hagefen, like in other trees. Ve'ein lo ela be'etz ha'emtzoy hazokah va'ola v'gadol lemala v'lo b'chariyosav u'mechabdosav. In the tomar, in the date tree, the sap is only in the middle. The middle stalk in the shedra, it's not in the it's only in the trunk. It's not in the leaves. It's not in the branches of the dekel. The sap is not in the other parts of the dekel. It's only in the middle. It only has a lev echad. The lev, the essence of the dekel, the sap of the dekel is only in the middle. But it's not in the branches. Not in the leaves. So it's a dugma to Kalal Yisrael. It's a mushal to Kalal Yisrael. That we bring the Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, you bring the Chareish Hodekah, Yezokev them, but see them as Beach, as a Shrach to Kalal Yisrael. That just like the Talmud only has a Lev Echad, so to Kalal Yisrael only has a Lev Echad, Labim Shabbat Shemaim. Since there's a different Tam. Right? It's not because Yeshem Lemikra. So that's why we don't bring Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka in Agamar, because it's not clear that he holds Yeshem Lemikra. Okay. says Tosfos now a fundamental yisod, the Nira. The Dafka Ocha Shemikra Mesores Makra Shiado the Islu Yeshem Lemikra. These Tanoim hold Yeshem Lemikra. They hold so only with the Mesores and the Mikra argue with each other, where they contradict each other, like by Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Yarshiun means plural, right? With the Vav it would be plural. That would tell me that you need five Dayanim for Dinei Mamonos. Yarshiun Ksiv would mean that you only need three Dayanim. It's a Machlokas if you follow the Mikra or the Mesores. But where there's no contradiction, no disagreement between the Mikra and the Masoris, then you darshan both. Why should we only darshan Mikra? These Tanaim are only saying Yeshem leMikra, where the Mikra and the Masoris argue with each other. There's no machlokas there, then we can darshan both. You're not beholden just to the Mikra, we can darshan Masoris also. Now, how does Tosis know that? It sounds like a fundamental Yisod, but how does Tosis know that? See, quotes a Gemara in Krisis of all places. So Rebbe v'Reb Akiva v'Reb Shimon the Savri Yochi Yeshem leMikra the Chayvin b'Perek Sofik Ochal b'Perek Dam Shchita b'Chaticha Achas Sofik Shal Chelav Sofik Shal Shuman Oshem Tolui. Reb Akiva, Rebbe and Reb Shimon the Mechayiv and Oshem Tolui by Chaticha Achas Sofik Shal Chelav Sofik Shal Shuman. What does that mean? We know that in Oshem Tolui. Okay, let's back up for a second. Achiyav Chatas. When is there Achiyav Chatas? If a person violates a lav. For which, if he does it b'meizid, he b'chayv one kores. If he does it b'shogeg, then he's chayv a karban chatas. Oshem toli is where the person does a maisa, but he doesn't know that he violated any avera. Right? He does a maisa for which he b'chayv. He does a maisa avera that he b'chayv kores for if he did it b'meizid. But forget about shogeg. He doesn't even know if any avera was violated. There's a suffix whether the avera was violated. So then he brings in oshem toli. Right? And he brings an Ashem Tole because it's a carbon Ashem, but it's Tola only until he finds out if an Aver was actually done. If he does find out, then he has to bring a Chatas. That's an Ashem Tole. So the question is, where's the case of Ashem Tole? What is the case of Ashem Tole? So there's a Machlokas Tanoi, right? There's a Machlokas Amaroi, right? What is the Mishnah Krisis saying? Mishnah Krisis doesn't talk about Chaticha Achas, right? Mishnah Daf Chav Beis and Daf Yud Zayin, pardon me. Sofik Ochel Chela, Sofik Lo Ochel, etc. Shuman V'Chelev Lufana V'Ochel Echa Mehem V'Einu Yodeh Eze Mehen Ochel, etc. Maybe Oshem Tali. So the Mishnah Krisis and Daf Yud Zayin, the beginning of Perek Sofik Ochel, it talks about which case that you chayv an Oshem Tali for. What's called chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. That there are two chatichos there. One is kosher, one is treif. One is shuman, kosher fat. One is chaylev, treif fat. And you eat one of them, and you don't know which one. Right? You don't know which one you ate. You don't know whether you ate the chaylev or you ate the shuman. So that's chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. And the Mishnah says that you chayv an Ashem Tali for that. So comes the Gemara and says, there's a machlokas amaroim, whether the halacha of Ashem Tali applies even to chaticha achas. Not chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. But you have one chaticha, you don't know what it is. Itmar, Rav Asi Yomar, Chaticha Achas Shaninu. The Mishnah is not Shuman V'Chelev Lefana, but Chaticha Achas Shaninu. Sofik Shal Chelev, Sofik Shal Shuman. Even Chaticha Achas, a Sofik in the Chaticha itself, whether it's Chelev or Shuman. You eat the Chaticha, you chayv an Hashem Tov. Chia Barav Amar, no, Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chaticha Shaninu. Machlokas Amoroyim had to interpret the Mishnah. What's the girsa in the Mishnah? Is it chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, or is it chaticha achas sofek shel chelev sofek shel shuman? So there's a machlokas whether you chayv an Ashem Tolui, even if it's a sofek in one chaticha. Sofek chelev sofek shuman. So b'may kamiflagi, revasi sofek yeshem lemasores, mitzvas ksiv. Right? In the parasha of Ashem Tali, it says, "Va'asa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo osei asena ve'oshem ve'v'lo yoda ve'oshem." So we read it mitzvos, but it's written mitzvas. It's not written with two vavs. It's written mitzvas. You could, right, based on the masoras, based on the way it's written, you can interpret it as one. Rav Asi says we do interpret it as one. Sofek shel shuman sofek shel chelev, but it's chaticha achas shaninu. Chiya Barav says, no, Yeshem Lemikra, Mitzvos Karina. Since we read it Mitzvos, we look at it as a plural. So the Din of Ashem Tali only applies if it's Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos. Machlokas Amoraim, when the Halach of Ashem Tali applies. So If you look in the Gemaras, it's complicated. The sugya increases. But Tosis tells us that Rebbe Akiva and Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe, they paskin that you can be chayv and Hashem Toli, even for Chaticha Achas, Safek Shul Chayel, Safek Shul Shuma. You can be chayv in both cases. Both Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos and Safek in Chaticha Achas. So how can that be? If our Gemara says that all these Tanoim, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Akiva, and Rebbe paskin Yeshem Lemikra, so then they should paskin Yeshem Lemikra by Hashem Toli also. Yeshem Lemikra should tell me that you're only chayv by Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos. So how do they pass that even by Chatich Hachas, Sovich Shachel, Sovich Shoshum, you're also going to be Chayv? Says Toisvis, Elahayna Mishim Dekrol, Masoris, Dorasim, Lomak Chashi Ahadadi, Ve'efshe Lekayim Shneim. The Masoris and the Mikra are not arguing with each other. You could say both. There's no contradiction. It could be two Alochas. Efshe Lekayim Shneim. Shebo HaMikra, the Mitzvos, Karina Lechayv, Ashnei Mitzvos. Tainu Beis Chatichos. The HaMasoris, Bo Lechayv, Alkom Mitzvah Achas. The Masoris is coming to be Mechayev on Mitzvah Achas, Chaticha Achas, Sofek Shal Chela, Sofek Shal Shuman, and the Mikra is coming to be Mechayev on Mitzvos, meaning on two Chatichos. Chaticha Achas, Mishnei Chatichos. You eat one Chaticha from two, and you don't know which one you ate. You knew that there was Chelev and Shuman there, but you don't know which one you ate. There's no contradiction between the Masoris and the Mikra, so in such a case, even those who hold Yeshem LeMikra will claim that, no, we can follow Masoras too. You can follow both. If there's no contradiction, there's no reason why you can't follow both. That's what Tosis writes. Okay, that's his proof. That's his proof. Okay, so this is something to keep in mind. That the Machlokas, Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMasoras, that's only where the Mikra and the Masoras contradict each other. But if you can... If you can reconcile both pshatim, if they don't contradict each other, so then there's no reason to say the dafke yeshem lemikra. We can say both yeshem lemikra and yeshem lemasoros. Okay, that's Tosfos. It's interesting. Chiya barav. What does chiya barav hold in the Gemara in Krisus? What does he hold? Yeshem lemikra tells me that we read it mitzvos, and when you chayav Hashem toli. Only if what? Chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. So what does he hold? What does Chiya by Rav hold? By Oshem Toli, the Mikra and the Masoros are not arguing with each other. Nevertheless, he holds Yeshem LeMikra, and not Yeshem LeMasoros. Right? He holds that Yedavka Chayv and Oshem Toli only if it's Chaticha achas mishtei chatichas. So clearly, Chiya by Rav is arguing with this Yisod Tosfos. And he's assuming even if there is no contradiction between the Mikra and the Masoris, we're still only going to darshan the Mikra. It's Stam interesting that not every Amori even agrees with the Yisod of Tosis. But Tosis says we don't paskin like Chiya Barav. So if we paskin that you can be Chayv and Hashem Toloi, even Chaticha Achas Sovek Shachel Sovek Shal Shuman, so then clearly if the Mikra and the Masoris are not arguing, then we can darshan both. Like that's what the Yisod of Tosis is based on. I just wanted to point out that one of the Amoraim actually argues with Tosfos. Okay. Let's go weiter in the Gemara. Questions? Who's the next Tana? Who holds Yeshem LeMikra? Beis Shammai. Let's see what Beis Shammai says. Beis Shammai. Detnan Beis Shammai yomim kolonitonin al mizbeach achitzon shenosna v'maton achas kipper. There are some karbonos that there's a hazad, there's a sprinkling on the mizbeach hachitzon, on the mizbeach outside of the heichal, right? As opposed to the mizbeach hazav inside. So Beis Shammai says all the nitonim on mizbeach hachitzon shenosnu b'matana achas kipper, all the karbonos nosnu b'matana achas. If you only zorek one matana, keeper, the kapara took effect. What does it mean, kol anitonim, all the cases? Which kabanas are we talking about? So Rashi fills us in. Ola, ushlamim, ve'osham. The ola, shlamim, and osham, what kind of hazar do they need? They need shtei matana shehen arba. Two matanos, two zriko shehen arba. That means that you spritz on the corner of the mizbeach, and it goes to two sides. So there are two matanos, which are really two. Because it goes to the two sides, each one goes to two sides for a total of four. So Beis Shammai holds that nosna v'matana achas kipper. If you only did one matana, if you only were mazir one time, the kapara took place, took effect. B'chatas shtei matanos, by chatas you need two matanos, at least two matanos. How many matanos lechatchila do you need by the korban chatas? How many? Four. Right? By the chatas you have arba matanos al arba kronos. Is there a makoma? Does anyone say is there a makoma? Right? Arba matanos al arba kronos. So you need, it's not shtei matanos shein arba, but you put one matan on each keren of the mizbeah. So you need lechatchila four by the chatas. But Beis Shammai says, "B'di'evet, shtei matanos is sufficient to have the kapar." That's Beis Shammai's shita. Beis Hillel omrim, "Af b'chatas shenas the matan achas kiper." Beis Hillel says that all of the karbanos are the same by the mizbeach hachitza. The matan achas kiper, even the chatas, not only the olah, the shlomim, and the yoshim, but the chatas as well, nas the matan achas kiper. So Amar Rav Huna, my time with Beis Shammai. What's the pshat Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Beis Shammai Darshan's karnos, harei kan sheish. Uses the word, the Torah uses the word karnos in three places. Rashi fills you in the different places. Harei kan sheish. Beis Shammai holds yeshem lemikra, so we darshan based on the mikra. You read it karnos, so we darshan the vav, so that's six. Arba lemitzvah, shtayim la'akev. So four. Four lechatchila, shtayim la'akev, shtayim is ma'akev even b'di'evah. U'beisil omrim karnos. It's written choser in two places. Beisil paskins yeshem lemasores. It would appear, at least from this stage in the Gemara. Harekan arba, gimel mitzvah v'achas la'akev. Beisil says only one is ma'akev, even by the chatos. Because the psukim by the chatos are written without the vav, midarshan the masores, so therefore, only gimel on the mitzvah and one is going to be ma'akev. Track the Gemara, v'em akulu l'mitzvah. Maybe they're all a mitzvah. Maybe none is ma'akev. No, kapara b'chadi lo ashkechan. There's no kapara with nothing. There's no kapara for nothing. You have to have a little bit of a hazah. So at least one has to be ma'akev. You can't say that they're all just the din l'chadchila, nothing is ma'akev. Something has to be ma'akev. Okay. That's Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Whether the chatos is ma'akev, the chatos on the mizbeach hachitzon, do you need two matanos for the chatos, or is one sufficient? Yeah.
Just a clarification, Beis Shammai saying one good for the non-chatos ones, does he mean one that's really two, or one?
Let's look at the drosha. Karnos. Shtayim la'akev.
The drosha is
arba la'mitzvah u'shtayim la'akev. So the drosha is...
That's for the chatas.
But shtei matana, that's for the chatas. That's for the chatas. I don't know. Pasha pshat is, it's achashen shtayim. That's the chor of the pasha pshat. Okay. Rib Shimon. What's Rib Shimon? The Tanya shtayim kelchasen ha'shlisha safilu tefach. How many defunas do you need for the sukkah? Rav Shimon says that the Tanakhama says shtayim kelchasen ashlishi safilu tefach. Rav Shimon offers shalosh kelchasen revia safilu tefach. Tanakhama says that you need two, the full shear. What's the full shear for the defunas of the sukkah? This is a good bekiya seder. We're getting a lot of different ideas. What's the full shear for the dolphin of the sukkah? I'm sorry. 10 tvachim in height, and how about in length? Seven. Does everyone agree to seven? No, there's a machlokas action. Machlokas Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and whom? Rebbe, right? Beis Shammai holds seven, Beis Hillel holds six, and Rebbe holds Dalet Amos. Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah. And we paskin like whom? Beis Shammai. Paskin Beis Shammai? Yeah, it's one of the exceptions to the rule. Tosfos there points out. It's one of the, there are a couple of exceptions that we paskin like Beis Shammai that the shear is seven. So shtayim kilchasim kahalocha, meaning two full walls of seven, or shlishis afilu tefach. The third wall doesn't have to be a full wall of seven, but rather you can put a kone that's a tefach, you put it within lovud of the second wall, the kone itself is a tefach, you put it within lovud 2.9 tefachim from the wall, so you have 2.9 plus a tefach, that's 3.9, so that's rov of your wall. It's rov of seven. Halacha l'osh misina, that's enough for the sukkah. That the third wall only has to have rov of the wall. And then the Gemara fills you in sukkah that you need at Tzuras HaPesach then. Right? from that tefach till the end of the Zayin Tzachim, you put a Tzuras HaPesach, and you put another very, very thin kone, and put a line, put a little string across, and that's your wall. A strange wall, right? You have a tefach placed at a certain spot from the previous, from the second wall, and then you put a Tzuras HaPesach till the end of seven, and that's all you need. So, Machlokas Tanoim, how many walls kilchosan do you need? Reb Shimon holds you need shalosh kilchosan, and Tanakama says no, shtayim kilchosan. But the final wall only has to be a tefach. The Maikon Yiflugi, what's the Machlokas? The Gemara thinks, Rabbanan Tzari, Yeshem Lemasaris. Reb Shimon Sober, Yeshem Lemikra. Machlokas, whether we follow the Mikra or the Masaris. Rabbanan Tzari, Yeshem Lemasaris, Basukas, 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 Arekan Arba. It's written, the word Basukos is written twice, Chosem. Tadal Chad Kro Legufe, Pasha Lehutlas. Take away one Pasuk, Legufe. Legufe, that's, you know, you have to sit in the Sukkos, Basukos Teish Rishivas Yom. We need a Pasuk Legufe. Pasha Lehutlas, then you have three left over. Take away one Legufe. Mistami, you're going to take away one of the Basukos that are Chosem. So then you have three left. So the halacha Moshe Sinai is megareya the shlishis. It says you don't need a full third wall. A tefach is enough. Shimon Saver basukos basukos basukos. We read it basukos. Yeshem lemikra. We read it mole. Harei kan sheish dalchad kol gufei poshaluhu arba. So hilcha segarata lirvius veukmei a tefach. Shimon says that we do the same thing, but since we dash in the mikra, so then we still have four left over, so the halacha Moshe Sinai is that you only need a tefach in the fourth wall, but the others, the three, have to be kilchos. And that's the gemara. Rabbi Akiva, the Tanya, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Minayin, the Revi'ez Dam, Sheyotzu Mishnei Meisim, Shemitamei Be'ohel. How do you know that a Revi'ez Dam, normally a Revi'ez Dam in a Meis, even if you don't have a full Meis, but there's a Revi'ez Dam from the Meis, it's Mitamei Be'ohel as well? Rabbi Akiva says, even a revi'ez dam that comes out from two meisim, you mitzarev dam from two meisim, you have a full revi'ez, that's also metamei ba'oel. Shenemra al kol nafshos meis lo yavo. It's metamei ba'oel, the coin is muzer on it, because it says al kol nafshos meis. Nafsho sounds like it's two different people. It's a sheer revi'ez, a sheer menameis, but it's from nafshos, it's from two people. Rabbi Akiva darshins the mikra. That's why he says even a revi'ez dam from two meisim is also metamei ba'or. Rabbana nafshos k'siv and the Rabbana and hold yeshem lemasores, they dash in the way that the word is written. Since it's written chosses, so therefore they say that it has to be nefesh achas. The revi'ez dam has to come out from one nefesh. Adka. That's the basic gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph. Questions? No questions. Lachari, you read the gemara, it's a pelle. Start off with Beshamay Beisil. I know you're not thinking about the questions because you're just trying to figure out the cases. But when you read Beshamay, you should already have a kasha brewing. But then when you read Reb Shimon, the kasha becomes obvious. Comes to Reb Shimon, the Gemara says what? Basukos, basukos, basukos. Harekan arba dalchad kor legufei poshul lehutlas. Take away one pasuk legufei, and then we have three, and we can darshan. And Pashul Uplas, we basically have two words left. The question is, do we darshan Masoris? Do we darshan Mikra? Should we darshan in four? Darshan in three, right? That's the question. But one Krol Legufe is Zichr. Right? No question, we're going to knock off one Krol Legufe. You need a Pasuk. You know, there's one Pasuk that you can't darshan because it's needed for the Gufa Dekra. So if by Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, by Sukkah, we say Dalchad Krol Legufe, so why by Beshamay and Beisil, we don't say Dalchad Krol Legufe? There we dash in all the karnos. Karnos, karnos, karnos. We don't say dalchad krol gufe. Why not? We always say dalchad krol gufe. Don't we pashkin that ain't darshan chilis? Ain't darshan chilis. That's basically what we're saying over here. You can't dash in the first pasuk. Because the pasuk is needed. Lagufe. So why over here suddenly do we dash in the first pasuk? It's a pelle. It's really a pelle. It's strange. You look at Tosis, you look at the Achronim here, you look at the Mefarshim, you don't see that the Tosis over here is talking about it. But if you look back, if you did the whole Tosis, I didn't assign the whole Tosis on Gimel Amud Beis when we were doing that Sugya, but if you finished the Tosis, then you knew that you had to plug back into the Tosis. I didn't give it to you because we hadn't done the Sugya, you wouldn't have understood what's flying. But you have to come back to Tosis. Taisus has this kasha, not on Dalet and Manal, but on Gimel Amibes. Sarich Ledaktek, he says, at the end of Ein Dorsh and Tchilas. You have to really think about it. Chol Hanu de Lekamon, Karnos, 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 Letotavos, Letotavos, Letotavos. We haven't even gotten to that. That's on Dalet and Manal. The Darshina Kulu Leminyon of Elohamina Ein Dorsh and Tchilas. You have to be Medaktek. Why is it that later in the Gemara there are cases where we're not going to be Dorish Tchilas, where we are going to be Dorish Tchilas? We're not going to say Dal Chad Kor Legufe. We're not going to say that Ein Dorsh and Tchilas. Why not? Right? If we say Ein Dorsh and Tchilas by the three Elohims, why shouldn't we say Ein Dorsh and Tchilas by Karnos, Karnos, Karnos? And the Pella is that by Basukos, 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 we do say Ein Dorsh and Tchilas, we do say Dal Chad Kor Legufe. So why suddenly by Beishamai, why by Karnas, Karnas, Karnas do we not say Dal Chad, Kor Legufe? Why do we say that Dorsh and Tchilas? How can that be? Tosas leaves a bit Tzarchi and he doesn't answer the Kashi. It's a good Kashi, a good Kashi. Comes to Tosas Harosh and Dal Ram and Aleph, he does talk about it here in Asuv. Tosas HaRosh is sensitive to this kasha, and he gives a teretz. It's an interesting teretz. Tema kan ulekamon gabei uletotafos amai lo aminan chad legufe kevin dein dorsh en tchilas. V'yei Shlomo says to Tosas HaRosh, v'heicha dechzivi b'chod ha-parsha shayach lemei maharishon legufe v'achrini leminyonim. If all of the words are written in the same parsha, like the three Elohims, they're all written in the parsha of the Shomrim. So then you can say Dal Chad Kor Legufe. The first is Legufe Ein Dorsh and Tchilas. Aval Kilok Sivi B'chod Parsha Lo Shayach L'Memer Chad Legufe. But if the psukim are in different parshios, right, not Kula B'chod Parsha, they're in different parshios, then you can't say Dal Chad Kor Legufe. In Cain, kulu tzrichi legufe. Then they're all going to be needed legufe. What does legufe mean? That means that the first time that the word is mentioned in the pasuk, we can't darshan it because we have to read the parsha. Parsha has to be readable. So the first word tells you what you're talking about. Then the fact that the Torah repeats itself and mentions the word more times, that tells me that, there's a special drasha. It uses a special word, so then we see that there's a drasha. But that's only if the words are mentioned all in one parasha, so then the first one is needed legufe. But if the word is mentioned in different parashios, claims the Rosh, you can't darshan legufe, because if that's the case, you won't darshan at all. I need the chad legufe in this parasha, I need the chad legufe in the other parasha, and the chad legufe in the next parasha. So you can't say legufe. In that case, the fact that the Torah is using a special word, that indicates that we should darshan this word. And there's nothing special about one over the other. Right? It's only one time in this parasha, but we put it all together. We put it all together. That since this word is used, this strange word is used, a special word is used in many different contexts, so then we're supposed to darshan that word. But you can't say, no, the first one is just needed legufe, and we're not going to darshan that. Now, there's nothing special about the first one as opposed to any other. We need all of them. So if you're going to darshan legufe, so then you're not going to have any drashan. V'hachi garmina di lok siva lachad minaya b'inan shtei karnos v'ksivi trei boi dalet gimel shisha karnos. Here it says karnos in three different parshios. Rashi told us where these parshios are. One is by the sari of the nasi, and one is by the kispa of the yochid, and one is by the seir of the yochid. These are all, they're all talking about a chatas. It's a certain carbon, right? They're all chatas, but the different parshios of the chatas. So, Zog to Tosas HaRosh, since they're different parashios, you can't say that Chad Legufe. You need Chad Legufe. Because if you need Chad Legufe, so then you're not going to dash in any of them. Because they're all needed Legufe. They all should be needed Legufe. Because it says the word only once in each parasha. So then you have to dash in all of them. Right? Somehow the Rosh feels it's not possible to say that you need them all the gufe. That's too much. To say that you need them all the gufe, that seems strange. Right? Maybe the pshat is that since the Torah went out of its way to use a strange word, a strange lashon, that means that you have to darshan something. So to say that you need them all the gufe, that's very difficult. right? Then you're not darshaning anything, but the Torah uses strange words. Mistami should darshan. So to say that one of them should be legufe and the other should not, why is one legufe any more than any other? Since the Torah uses the word only once in each parasha, so then it makes sense that they're all the same. So either don't darshan anything or darshan all of them. So claims the Rosh, it's more mistaber to darshan all of them, and that's exactly what we do in the sukkah. Okay. How many of you got further than this in the Gemara? So let's stop here. Okay, you'll do further in the Gemara. The Gemara and Daled Amud Beis continues a little bit with this sugya, and then when you finally get to the Maskon of the Gemara, so then there's a little bit of lumdus. At the very end of the Gemara, there's going to be a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, a very important issue about Basa B'Cholav. Is there an Isser Basa B'Cholav to cook Chaylev B'Cholav? Very, very interesting Machlokas, so Mitzvah Shem will talk about that tomorrow.
Done.
How am I going to get that?